Texte numéro 62. How rangers are using AI to help protect India's tigers. For 22 years, vet Mr. Mishra has been treating animals at Penj National Park in Madhya Pradesh state in India. The tigers he treats have mostly been injured while hunting or protecting their cubs. But he has also treated tigers that have been poisoned by poachers who put toxins in pools where they are known to drink. Protecting India's tigers is an enormous job. Most of the tiger population, which in 2018 stood at almost 3,000, live in one of the 51 tiger reserves. To carry out its most recent survey, India's National Tiger Conservation Authority, NTCA, deployed camera traps in 27,000 locations. On top of that, researchers covered hundreds of thousands of kilometres on foot, looking for signs of tigers and their prey. To wade through all that data, the NTCA used artificial intelligence, which had been trained to recognise different animals. In the 2018 survey, AI helped by identifying which animals were pictured by the camera traps, a task which would have been very laborious for humans. Now the NTCA hopes to take the use of AI to another level. A new system is being developed which can give rangers the best routes for patrolling the vast areas under their watch. It does that by analysing data about the tiger population, how it moves. Artificial intelligence will help rangers in detecting wildlife crimes, predicts an Assistant Inspector General at the NTCA. While more technology is good to have, those working in conservation say it can't replace boots on the ground. Tiger conservation has been successful in protected parks, but tigers outside these areas remain extremely vulnerable. Environmentalist Mr. Goenka says that more human patrols are needed that are better equipped. What is really needed is more field patrolling and better use of technology for monitoring and protection. The chairman of AVI Foundation points out that poachers have also become more sophisticated. They map the patrol routes of rangers, avoid regular trails, and know where cameras are located. His organisation has developed an artificial intelligence which can use the data collected by cameras and rangers, but in addition uses data gathered from satellites and information collected from the local population. He hopes that forest departments across India will use this more sophisticated hybrid technology to better protect wildlife, particularly animals that are outside national parks and wildlife sanctuaries in the future. With the limited territories available for the wild animals, it is of paramount importance that there is no human interference in the already shrunk wildlife habitats, he says. Adapted from BBC News, August 2022.